Hello everybody, this is Julius Covington, and welcome to Chats with Julius. What's going on everybody, welcome back to another episode of Chats with Julius. I'm your host, Julius Covington. Let's have a chat. So, I would like to chat with you guys about me having a cerebral palsy. This is something serious that I have to talk to you guys about. It's something that you guys can take in, and hopefully you can understand of what I'm going through right now as when I was going through it when I was a child. Having CP is something that is really serious, and people don't really take too, they don't really take too, take too nicely about, due to the fact that they have been made fun of it before. So this is something that it has to be said and done. So growing up, when I was a little kid, I started walking kind of funny. It started when I was back in, I would say, like a toddler. I started walking with a walker, and I had braces between my legs, and that was because I was walking kind of funny. When I got taken off of it, that's when I started with walking like kind of funny as well, and I'm just like, what is going on with me about it? You know, I didn't know that this was happening, you know, and this is something that, it was kind of bothering me a little bit because I didn't really know what was going on. So basically when I had this, this was something where I had to, you know, this is something that I had to do, you know. I had to, you know, work out and stuff like that. This is what I had to do. So with me having this disability, it's really, you know, like I said, it's hard to take in. It's something that, you know, it's really upsetting because, you know, I was labeled as cerebral palsy or CP. Sorry. I'm just gonna say CP because I don't like to say the word, say the whole word. So I'm just gonna say CP. When I had CP, I was really, you know, upset about it when my mom told me about it when I was like 13 years old, because I never got told this as a child. I got told this when I was a teenager at the time. So I was like 13 or 14 when my mom told me about it. This is where I come in. This is where she tells me that this is what I have to do in order to get better, you know, as far as to go working, as far as to work out, stretch, you know, drink a lot of water, you know, stay hydrated, this and the third. This is what I'm gonna have to do as a person who has CP, and this is what I'm gonna have to live with for the rest of my life. And you know, people who have cerebral palsy or learning disability, and this is what I also have. I have a learning disability as well. But I'm really smart. I know what to do and I know what not to do. I'm not like everybody else who is acting clueless or anything and don't know what's going on. I know what to do. I just don't know half of the stuff that's going on, you know. It's just who I am, you know what I mean? And me having a learning disability as well, me having this, it's also really upsetting as well, because I get placed in a class where it was only a few people, and those few people have the same problems that I have, which is a learning disability. It has nothing to do with me having a CP. It's just me having a learning disability, and that's something that I was living with, or it was something that I was living with, you know. And with me having this CP and me having this learning disability, like I said, it was a lot to take in. It was something that I really couldn't get over, because I would get made fun of it, and I would get picked on about it during my school years. Even through my high school years, I would get picked on for it as well. So it was hard, it was tough to make it and stuff like that. It was a lot, you know. And with me having a disability and stuff like that, I opened up to other people about it who I can really trust. Well, I wouldn't say that I opened up to people about it, but I also, like, you know, I don't really talk to people about it because, you know, because they be asking me, like, hey, what's going on with you? Why are you, you know, walking kind of funny or anything like that? And it was where I didn't open up to anybody about it. I didn't tell them what was really going on with me, because they would, you know, make fun of me about it. They would start laughing at me and stuff like that. And then next up, I did cover about the learning disability, but also my voice also sounds kind of slurish. The reason why I say that is because my voice isn't like how I expected it would be, you know. It's not how I expected it would be because this is gonna be hard to talk about people, but bear with me, guys. When I started talking, to me it sounds like I'm fine, but when I go back to on a recording, or when I hear myself talking, whether it's on a recording of audio or when it's a video or anything like that, I start hearing myself and I sound kind of funny. And I sound slurish. It's like nobody can really understand me, really. And I'm just like, now that's also weird too. See, first it's the cerebral, first CP, which means me walking kind of funny. Next is me having a learning disability, and lastly, it's me having a slurish talk. And I'm just like, now my voice is in this too. So, and plus, and yes, it's all the other symptoms as well, which me having a stuttering. I also stutter too. And it's like, I have a hard time coming up with the words to say as well. So if you randomly talk to me, or if you try to have a conversation with me or anything like that, please forgive me that I stutter and I don't know what to say when it's coming out of my mouth, you know. Sometimes my words don't make sense, you know what I mean? And it's like one of those things where you hear me talk and I don't really make sense sometimes, and it's where, you know, I don't know, it's a lot going on, you know what I mean? And with me having this, back then when I was a little kid, you know, I would act up a lot, and my behavior wasn't really good, you know. My behavior wasn't really, you know, good or anything like that. It was just, like, really, it was, like, all bad, you know what I mean? And as I got older, it got really better, you know. But it's just that where, when I was a little kid, my behavior was just all over the place. And it's just, it all came in with the package, you know what I mean? So, it was just a lot like that. So, me having this, I don't know, it's just, me having CP, I don't know, it's difficult, you know, because whenever I be on the, and here's another thing, when you apply for a job, you know what I mean, you have to put that you have a disability, if you have one. If you have a disability, you have to fill that out. And I was having this conversation with my girlfriend earlier, and we was talking about, you know, people who was having a disability, they had to be put on a social security. They had to be put on that, and what they had to do is, they have to call people so they can get money from them and stuff like that, you know. That's pretty much what they do. So that's what it is. And I was telling her that, you know, if I do this, if I fill out a social security just to get money from them and stuff like that, it would make me feel weirded out. I'm sorry, guys. I know I'm stuttering. As I talked before, that I'm stuttering. I'm sorry. That wasn't my intentions to do it, but it happens. Like I said, it's part of my symptoms. I can't control it. It is something that I, you know, can't control over, you know? So just bear with me, you guys. But with me filling out this social security just to get money from them and stuff like that, it's really, you know, a lot to take in. It made me feel weirded out, you know. It made me feel weirded out, and people would start looking at me funny, like, where did you get all this money from and stuff like that if I apply for social security, you know. It's a lot, you know. I know, I keep saying it's a lot. I know, I keep saying it, but... And I repeat myself as well. Sometimes I repeat myself when, you know, I don't know why. I'm sorry, this is a strong topic to talk about, people. It's a lot, it's, you know, having CP is really something, but it gives me a chance to speak out about why I have this. It gives me a chance to speak out to tell people, hey, I really want you to understand that this is something that I have, and all I need from y'all is just love and support. And I just hope that you guys understand that I have this cerebral palsy and all this other stuff, these symptoms that I have that goes along with it, and me having a learning disability and not really knowing what I'm really understanding. I hope you guys really understand that as well. And it's this that I have like I said, I'm going to have to live with this for the rest of my life. But there's some changes that I'm going to have to, that's going to have to be made with me having this. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys understand that this is me opening up about me having a CP and a learning disability. And all I just needed is y'all's love and support. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for listening about my story, about me having this. And hopefully I'll see you guys on it. And I'll talk to you guys on the next episode. Have a good night, you guys.